Pat McCormack, right. He's got a lovely song for us here. My Lovely Irish Rose. Yes, we have lots of Irish roses. We have a Rose of Tralee. We have a Ring's End Rose, who's a Rose of Clare. But here's an Irish Rose from Pat McCormack.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home. To mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Oh, darling, all the best of all, I never shall forget. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows, on a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Without you all the while, I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
The Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh, one day in Dublin, met this young lady walking along Raglan Road, and he fell in love with her, and he wrote poems for her, but I don't think his love came to anything. Here is a wonderful recording by Fair Isle Folk of Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave the snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger run my past along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawn. Street in November,
of a deep ravine, where can be seen the word of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such this happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sea sign, known to the artist. True gods of sound and stone, and word and tint I did not stint. I gave her a poem to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where all ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clay, his wings at the dawn's
day. The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles, believe it or not. Oh, yes, I can remember that from my geography lessons at school. Well, I think I can remember it. Maybe I wasn't quite right, but I think so anyway. And Trudy Lawler here is telling us all about the River Shannon, or the Shannon River. Now, the River Shannon starts up in County Cavan and goes all the way down through wonderful scenery till it empties into the sea at Limerick. Beautiful river. There's some wonderful scenery on it. And here, Trudy Lawler herself is going to tell us she's going to get home, if please God, to the River Shannon.
I'll be home, Shannon River, to your side one day. I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer fields at evening time. The world stops to play. I'll be home, Shannon River, some fine day. The sky at night is there to light the beauty of your smile. One song I want to sing. home, Shannon River, to your side one day. I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer fields at evening time. The world just stops to play. I'll be home, Shannon River, some fine.
I think it was on last week's program, and if not, it was the week before, that I played Mary Black singing The Rose of Allendale. And I have a email here, and it comes in from Frank and Nell. Frank and Nell live in the UK, and they said, "We enjoy Sounds Irish every week, Joe, and we listen to it. Some of the songs we don't like, but then that's us. But most of the stuff we do like, and we particularly liked your version of Mary Black singing The Rose of Allendale. I think some months ago you played Barleycorn doing the same track, and we loved that. We preferred that track. So, Joe, is there any chance you could play Barleycorn singing The Rose of Allendale?" Now, The Rose of Allendale, as I've told you so often before, is not an Irish song. I think it actually comes from Northumberland on the northeast of England. But for Frank and Nell, here, your wish is my command. Here, Barleycorn and The Rose of Allendale.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, all flowers deck the mountainside and fragrance fill the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale. the rose of Allendale. Where'er I wander, to the east or to the west, faith began to lower, consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. O tempest wrecked my lonely boat and rent her quivering sail. One maiden form which stood the storm was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, one maiden form which stood the storm was the Rose of Allendale. And when my feeble lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered words of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gain. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of
A wonderful instrumental version by Irish Moods of the song Teddy O'Neill. On last week's programme, I played the Johnstones. Remember, I was talking about the way I love the way they do their harmony. Lovely. Well, I'm giving you another track from that Johnstones album. It's called The Whistling Thief.
It's Pat come over the hill, he's calling fair to see, a whistling low but sure, his signal sure to be. Ah, Mary, listen now, there is somebody whistling sure, a mother, 'tis only the wind that's whistling through the door.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me, fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la.
I've lived a long time, Mary, in this old world, me dear, but the wind to whistle like that, me girl, I never yet did hear. Ah, mother, you know the fiddle that hangs close beside the chink. The wind upon the strings is playing the tune, I think.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la,
dogs are barking now, the fiddle does play the tune, but mother, you know they say that dogs can see the moon. Ah, but how can he see the moon, me girl, when he is old and blind? Blind dogs don't bark at the moon, me girl, nor fiddles don't play with the wind.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la.
And now I hear a pig, Mary, uneasy in his mind. But mother, you know they say that pigs can see the wind. Ah, that's all very well, be day, me girl, but then you may remark that pigs know more than we can see anything in the dark.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la.
Ah, stop your fooling now, I know very well 'tis Pat. Go home, you whistling thief, and get away out of that. And girl, get back into bed, and don't pay upon me your jeers. For though I've lost me sight, me girl, I haven't yet lost me ears.
With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
So lads, when courting go, and for your sweethearts wait, take care not to whistle too loud, in case the old woman might wake. For all the days of me youth, forget them I never can.
I come to know the differ between a fiddle, a dog and a man. With me, fa-la-la-la-la-la, me fa-la-la-la-la-la, with me, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, right, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
And there she was, trying to fool the poor old blind granny, a pig. I know the difference between a pig and a dog and a man. That's very good. The Johnstones there. During the week, I acquired an album of the Dubliners. Now, we're all familiar with the Dubliners, but they have produced some wonderful albums. This one has some rare tracks on it, and this particular track, well, it's an anti-war song, but it's a modern anti-war song. It's sung for us, as I say, by the Dubliners, but it's not an Irish song. It's actually a Scottish song. And the lead vocal on it is done by the well-known comedian and actor Billy Connolly. Now, Billy started life, actually, as a folk duo, if my memory serves me correctly. But here he's singing a song entitled I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine? Because when they signed on the dotted line to join the army, apparently the sergeant promised them computers, sunshine and skiing. And here's this man lying in a hospital bed, wounded, and he's asking the sergeant, where's mine? It has a wonderful chorus, it has a wonderful tune, and the Dubliners do a very good job on it. So here we have the Dubliners. I'm asking you, sergeant, where's mine?
Thank you. I'm lying in bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and pulling my boots and counting the medals I've won. These hospital wards, they're all drab looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could do with a wee touch of paper or paint, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow with long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't soft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pain. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100 odd ways? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
Now, in my book, and I'm only speaking for Joe Bollard here, but I think that is the best track that the Dubliners have ever done. It's a fantastic song. So that's our programme for this week. I really sincerely hope that you've enjoyed Sounds Irish. Don't forget now, the email address is joebollard2@aircom.net. JOEBOLLARD and a figure 2 and at aircom.net, EIRCOM.NET, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. By the way, you can always catch up with me on Facebook. Now, yes, there you are. See, I'm moving on. Anyway, Facebook, you can find me on Facebook at any time. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I really do pray that you'll be given the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Now, remember, before I go to sleep at night, I whisper just a little prayer for all my Sounds Irish listeners, every one of you, right? And you've got to do the same for me, okay? Now, a bargain is a bargain. May good God bless you and yours. I hope all is well in your world, as I say, and may good God bless you. Take good care of yourselves and, of course, of one another. And this is Joe Bollard saying, until next week, when we're doing it together again with Sounds Irish, God bless you, travel safely, Sloan, bye.